Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the Schus of the Return of All the Hostages at the End of the War in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rivi, starting Halacha Dalet. Zok the Mishnah. Hamagdish Nechosov. This is what the Gemara quoted earlier. Someone whose Magdish is Nechosim, everything he owns. Fayubem Dvoyim Ru'uyim L'Kribonot Tzibur. There are things that are right to Kribonot Tzibur. As I said earlier, we're talking about Ketoiris. Yinosnu L'Umnim B'Skorim Divri Rabbi Akiva. You pay this to the umnim, meaning to the craftsmen, as a payment for their service. And that's how they become chulim, because Rabbi Akiva holds that hegdish mischalel al melocha. They did work. When you pay them, it becomes chulim. Omar ibn Azai, eino yamido. That's not the right way to do it. As the words that explain, Ibn Azai holds hegdish is not mischalel al melocha. You have to mechal hegdish at something else, not only on work. So what do you do? So this was, as we mentioned earlier, and the mafishu em schar umnim, you put this aside for the money of the umnim. You don't give it to the umnim. Umichali moisom al moisom umnim. Then you exchange it for money. So the money becomes kodesh and the ketores becomes chulin. For noisim moisom umnim b'scharin, then you pay the umnim with the ketores. The choizim loikri moisom b'tzum chadosh, and then you buy back this ketores from the umnim and you pay them back. So you don't do it directly, you do it in another stage. Continues the Mishnah, Magdish Nechosov. Someone's Magdish is Nechosim, Vaisabim, Behemo, Ru'uya, Gbeam, Mizbeach, Schorim, Venekavis. And there's animals that are roy to go to the Mizbeach, male and female. Abdullah Zoyim is Schorim, Yimorchu, Tzorche, Oilos, Venekavis, Yimorchu, Tzorche, Ziv, Chishlomim. The male, you sell it, and with the money, you buy Oilos. The female, you sell, and with the money, you buy Shlomim. Because the blazer holds belongs to Bedek Abais. It doesn't belong to the Mizbeach. But it needs to be used for the Mizbeach. So you sell it and the money you use for the Mizbeach, oila for oila, shlomim for shlomim. Fetbeim yiplu im shay nechos to the bedek abayis. Once you sell it, what do you do with the money? Put the money in bedek abayis. That's the treasure of Hegdesh. The males, they themselves become carbon. You don't have to sell them. Fenekevus imorchu tzorche ziv chishlomim. Then the female you sell and with the money you buy shlomim. And with the money that you make, you buy with them oilos. The shah nechosim, you put the bedek abayis, the rest of the nechosim will become owned by bedek abayis. Now the reasoning here is, because the oilos can be oilos, the schorim can be oilos, so you make them oilos. You say when a person was magdish, he had in mind that any animal that could go to the mizbeach will go to the mizbeach. But the females, you can't make a shlomim. Because when a person was magdish, nechosov, he means that kibbutz will be owned completely by Hegdash. Shlomim is not owned completely by Hegdash, because the meat is eaten by the owner. So that's why the shlom cannot be carved like a mizbeach. But you sell it, and the money you use for oilus. I agree with Rabbi Elazar more than Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Elazar, we say all the animals have the same din. They have a din by the kabbayis, you sell them, and with the money you buy a karbonis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a difference. The scharim you use as a carbon. The nekevis you sell. So it's not exactly the same. And you have to say that the mindset of the Baal HaBayis is that the male will be carbon itself and the female won't. So that's not mashra midayis, it's not exactly the same. And Rabbi Akiva holds has to be a similar hegdish in all. Omar HaPapis, Papis said, Shemati divrei shteim, I heard that both apply. Hamagdish befeyus ke divrei Rabbi Elazar. Someone who said clearly, I'm giving it to Bedek HaBayis, so then everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. You don't use the animals for a carbon, you sell them with the money by a carbon. Hamagdish tam ke divrei Rabbi Yeshua. If you didn't say anything, so then you say the animals are, they could be oilo, they become oilo, and the rest is Bedek HaBayis. Kodir is the Mishnah, Magdish nechosov, yubem dvorim ru'uim l'gabei HaMizbech. So is Magdish Nechosim, and the things there that are roy to be put on the Mizbech. Yainos, wine, shmonim, oil, oifois, birds. Rav lo zoimer, yimorchu letzorchi oisoamin. Rav Chaim points out, there's another blazer we mentioned before, it's a different blazer, the blazer in Shemoya. So he says, you sell it for whatever is needed for when people want to use it for Hegdesh. Kodim is the Mishnah of the Mdavon base. Fe'avi b'dmeim oilos, with the money that you made, you use for oilo. Veshar nechosi yivlu b'dek habayis, the rest goes to b'dek habayis. Says the Gemara, Magdish nechosi yivin dvarim ruim l'kabon ha-tzibur. There's something royal l'kabon ha-tzibur we're talking about. We quoted already in the previous daf. V'chayim ha-ketayris, talking about ketayris. Says the Gemara, there's also a quote from the previous daf. How can it be that you have k'toyris that is in the house of someone? We're talking about a k'toyris that we use as a payment for the craftsman. Benazai argues on Rabbi Akiva, and he says you don't use the k'toyris to pay for the omnim. Says the one by Tami the Benazai, Shein hegdish v'schala melocho el alamois. You can't redeem hegdish for the work that was done. It has to be redeemed for money. Continues the Gemara, Magdish t'chos v'yabes ayasu b'em behemo v'chulei, the hemshech of the Mishnah. So the Gemara Tamatini, we learned over there, yesh b'kotcha b'di kabayis, there's something special about b'di kabayis. And we have now the list of what b'di kabayis is unique. Shistam Mikdash is the b'di kabayis. If you don't say anything else, it belongs to b'di kabayis, to the treasure of Hegdish. Hegdish b'di kabayis, chal al hakol, it's chal in everything. There's no limitations. Everything can be owned by Hegdish. Muyalim b'gidulehim. And whatever grows, you have me'ila in it too. But if you have milk of a korban, there's no me'ila over there. The Kohen cannot enjoy it like they can enjoy Karbanis. This Mishnah is Reb Lozer Shito. As we learn in our Mishnah, Hamagdish Nechosim is Sabbim Behemo Rule Gabi Amizbeach, Schorim Ben Akevers. If you have persons Magdish as Nechosim, and within this Nechosim they have male and female animals, Reb Lozer is Schorim Mochel Tzorche Oilos, for the Akevers is Mochel Tzorche Zivch Shlomim. Lazar holds, you sell the male to be Oilo, and the female you sell for Shlomim. And the money goes to Bedik Abayis. So this is exactly what this Mishnah is saying. Stam Hegdesh is a Bedik Abayis. If it's Hegdesh, it belongs to Bedik Abayis. You don't use it as a carbon. What's the source of Ablozer? If someone is Magdish, his house, Kodesh Lashem. Man and Kaimi, what are we talking about? In the base Dero, talk about someone who is Magdish, his house. Kfar Ktiv, there's another Pasuk, which is the next Pasuk. Via Magdish Yigal as Beisoy. Meaning, you shouldn't write in the next Pasuk, Via Magdish Yigal. Why it says the word Beisoy again? Elaken anekaimi. What we're saying is, Me Magdish Nechosim. We talk about not only Magdish as a house, but Magdish as Nechosim, because Shestal Magdish as the Bedek Abayis. Meaning, we talk about someone's Magdish, everything he owns. And we're talking there in the Pasuk about Bedek Abayis. So you see, the extra Pasuk tells you, there's Magdish, the house, the Bedek Abayis. And then there's Magdish, everything he owns to Bedek Abayis. It all belongs to Bedek Abayis completely. You don't see the behemoths become a carbon. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Lamed Aleph.